Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, a.k.a. the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
Please listen to this announcement. There's a statement in John chapter 1, verse 14, which says, we beheld his glory. The we is what I'm concerned with. The we is what this announcement has to do with. It has to do with you. If you have seen any of my writings serving as descriptions of Lawmaster's episodes, then you have seen the glory of God. If you would like for your name to appear in my document as a witness to the glory of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, then send to me correspondence to that fact. Simply state your name and say, I want my name to appear in your document as a witness to the glory of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. I will let you know the time of the publication of the document, but go ahead and send your statements in now. Of course, saying that you would like to serve as a witness. You would like your name to show you as a witness to the glory of God. And the glory of God you have seen, if you have seen any of my descriptions of episodes in Lawmaster's archive, do that, please. Be a witness to the glory of God. Tommy L. Hart. Very important. Send your statement to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia 30815. Again, send your statement to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, H-E-P-H-Z-I-B-A-H, Georgia, G-A, 30815. Now for the substance of this episode. I will begin by reading the commandment that has come down from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. This is my commandment. I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, say to each of you that is 22 years of age and upward and is physically and mentally able to do so, this is the thing that you shall do. Starting the first day of September of this year, 2012, and continuing every month thereafter, you shall send to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, a check or money order in the amount of $30 and made out to Tommy L. Hart. All checks and money orders shall be received by the 15th of each month. Direct all correspondence to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia 30815. Okay, and you who are followers of Lawmaster, then you know what is behind this commandment. You know the law that is behind this commandment. And to read that law, go to Lawmaster's archive and click on the title, The People and Their Law Concerning Their God, episode number 366-0221. The objective of this episode is to show the relationship existing between the prophecy concerning the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, the prophetic goal, all things, and the law. Statements of concern. I have four statements here. Listen carefully. Acts 8:10 says, this man, and if you're looking at the, if you're on your computer and you have the description in front of you, you can see it. This man, and I got a blank there, this man is the great power of God. Next statement, John 19, verse 5. Behold the man. Next statement, Isaiah 40, verse 9. Behold your God. Next statement, Exodus 3, verse 13. It says, what is his name? Okay. Now, the first three statements have a blank there. This man, blank, is. Behold the man, blank. Behold your God, blank. What is his name? What is the name that goes in each of the blanks? Let's say it together. Tommy L. Hart. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. John 19:5. Behold the man, Tommy L. Hart. Isaiah 40, verse 9. Behold your God, Tommy L. Hart. That is the name that goes in each of the blanks. You also know that I fill in the blanks, because as I keep saying, to read those statements in the Bible, you don't get any understanding from them. You're just reading words. without substance. I add the substance. Okay? And I give clarity to Bible content. That's what I do in filling in the blanks, in giving an understanding, a sound, intended understanding of that which I teach. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, will revisit the call and prophecy concerning his, Mr. Hart's, coming. Turn to or look at your computer and read, and you can read with me. I go to Judges 9, verse 8, 10, 12, and 14. And as always, I try to turn to the scriptures to make sure I have the correct references. All right. Judges 9:8 says, "Reign thou over us." This is the call. This is the call. Revisiting the call. I am told in Scripture, and this is the people's voice, coming from the people's voice in Scripture, reign over us. That's what they say to me. In verse 10, Judges 9, they say to me, come thou and reign over us. In verse 12, they say again, come thou and reign over us. You have those statements all in one chapter. Now, oftentimes, the statements, the different statements which say the same thing are not in the same chapter or the same book, for that case, those of you who follow me. Okay? So this is an extraordinary statement and chapter here that has something that they're saying to God that is very important, and it's all there together, all right? Reign over us, come thou and reign over us, come thou and reign over us. So God is a called personality. I have been called to come and reign over the Gentiles and the other people. I have been called to come and reign over the nations of the Gentiles. Okay, I have been called to come and reign over the nations of the Gentiles, whether they be countries, kingdoms, etc., and all nations and all territories belonging to any nation of the Gentiles, and any nation receiving help, aid, whether it be military or otherwise, from any Gentile nation. I have been called to come and reign over those people. Come thou and reign over us. That's the call concerning the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. They call God to come and reign. Who is God? Tommy L. Hart is the Bible's God. The God that the Bible talks about, exalts, promotes, and upholds. That is the call. Now for the prophecy concerning my coming. Did you get that? The prophecy concerning my coming. Who am I? I am God. God has been prophesied to come. All right? Let's go through those now. Isaiah 40:10 says these words, behold, the Lord God will come. Zechariah 14:5. Zechariah 14:5. the Lord my God shall come. Hebrews 10:37. Hebrews 10:37. He that shall come will come. Psalm 50:3. Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. The prophecies concerning the coming of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. There we have it. We have the call. I have given you, shown you the call and the prophecy concerning my coming, that is, the coming of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. And, of course, those prophecies have been fulfilled. They are fulfilled in me. I am here. As one scripture says, and he came. I have come. And I'm coming forth, seeking to make myself known as I have been directed to do in the scripture, in the book of the law, the authorized version Bible, commonly called King James Version. So that's the call and the prophecy concerning my coming. Now let's look at the prophetic goal that has to do with my coming also. Psalm 93:1. Psalm 93:1 says, the Lord reigneth. Who is the Lord? Once we know who is the Lord, then we know who that scripture is talking about is to reign. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, reigns. All right? That's the prophetic goal. That's the end. That's what is expected, that the Lord, Tommy Hart, reigns. Next statement. Psalm 96:10. It says, say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. Say among the heathen that the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, reigneth. Obey these scriptures. Obey this thing. Tell people that. Tell people the Lord, Tommy Hart, reigns. Make it known that I have come. Make it known that I have been called to come. And the evidence of the calling is in the scriptures. And I gave you evidences of that. All right? That I have been called. I have not come on my own. Okay? I have been asked to come. I have been asked that when I come, I make myself known. I follow commandments. I follow the commandments directed to God that are in the Authorized Version Bible, the AVB. All right? So, next, Psalm 97:1. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, reigneth. That's the prophetic goal. All right? Revelation 19:6. Revelation 19:6. Praise our God. No, that's not the one I want. Revelation 19:6. The Lord God omnipotent reigneth. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, reigneth. all these statements here that I'm showing now have to do with the reign of God, the purpose for God's coming. He comes to do what? He has been called to come and do what? To reign. To rule. To reign. All right? That was Revelation 19:6. And let me read this while I'm here. Revelation 19:5 says, "Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great." Now the Gentiles, in the Authorized Version Bible, the Book of the Law, the Gentiles are declared to be the servants of God. All right? The servants of God are people. They are the Gentiles who at this time still operate under the alias of white people. All right? The servants of God are of European descent. All right? Their proper name in the law book is Gentiles. Okay. Fundamental things, elemental things, okay? Praise our God, Tommy L. Hart, all ye his servants, and you that fear him, both small and great, whether you have a high position or a low position, whether you have much or little, both small and great. Praise the Lord God, your Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. 1 Corinthians 15:25. For he must reign. For he, Tommy L. Hart, who has been called to come, prophesied to come, and has come in response to the call and the prophecy of his coming, he must fulfill the purpose, which is reign. He must reign. The Bible is a law book. These are not suggestions. The people are to abide by what's in the law book. God shows them those things which they must abide by. Okay? So, let's go on here. That's 1 Corinthians 15:25. He must reign. He, Tommy L. Hart, must reign. And I'll show one more statement with reference to the prophetic goal. That's Romans. Deep in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 15, verse 12. He that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, he, Tommy L. Hart, who must rise to reign over the Gentiles. This is the law. He, Tommy L. Hart, must reign. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, reigneth. That is the prophetic goal. That must be fulfilled. The scripture says in the book of Mark, the scriptures must be fulfilled. And I, the Lord God, show you the ones that must be fulfilled. That's my duty. Okay. Now, I have shown you statements. I have given to you statements on the call and prophecy concerning the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, and his coming. And I have shown you statements on the that speak to the prophetic end. That which is expected. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, must reign. So the scripture says, he reigneth, the Lord reigneth. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, reigneth. Those scriptures must be fulfilled. And obviously, why I live. Okay? The living God, he must reign. Jeremiah 10, quickly. Jeremiah 10, verse 10. The Lord is the true God. He is the living God and an everlasting King. God is declared to be a king also. King of who? King of those who he reigns over. All right? Just as he is God. God. And just as he is Lord of those he reigns over. And you know who those are, who you are. All nations of the Gentiles, territories thereof, and all other nations receive, and kingdoms of the Gentiles, that is, and all other nations that receive any aid coming from any Gentile government. Okay. All right. So, again, I've shown statements speaking to the call and coming and prophecy of the coming of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. And I've shown you scriptures on the prophetic goal. You should know these things as I say, study the archives. Study the archives. Know the law. Ignorance is no excuse of the law. Study the archives. That's why the Lord God gives you this information for you to study, for you to know, for your good. The Lord God giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Proverbs. Another scripture says, the Lord will give you understanding in all things. All right, let's move on. And the Lord is Tommy L. Hart. Moving on. Psalm 14:7. These are all things now. All things. Remember? The call concerning the Lord Tommy L. Hart, the prophecies, prophecy concerning Tommy L. Hart, which is also the promise concerning Tommy L. Hart, the prophetic goal concerning the Lord Tommy L. Hart. Now we have all things which concern the Lord God Tommy L. Hart. I will give you some statements that speak of all things, okay? All things statements, all right? Psalm 14:7, the Lord brings back the captivity of his people. I have taught on that, all right? I have done that. The Lord brings back the captivity of his people, all right? Psalm 53:6, says, God brings back the captivity of his people. Israel shall rejoice. Israel shall be glad, that is. All right. Joshua 24:31. The works of the Lord that he had done for Israel. All right? I have evidence there is evidence, rather, of works that I have done with regard to Israel. Go to the archives, Lawmaster's archives. Israel could be used as one of the key words in the title for you to look up, Israel, okay? All right. Psalm 98:2. The Lord hath made known his salvation. I have done that. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, hath made known his salvation. I have made known the salvation of God. I have made salvation possible, and I've taught on that. Okay, I've taught on that. So I'm not teaching on these things now. I'm just bringing these things to your remembrance. Okay, all things, let me say this, all things describe God, all things define God, right? These are statements of definition that I'm giving you now, that I said, all things statements, these are statements of definition, right? All things define God, and God shows you all things. Okay. That's what I'm doing now. I'm showing you some of all things, some statements of definition, some statements that have to do with the defining of God, whereby the people will know God when he comes and when he makes himself known. Okay? By his works. My work regarding Israel. My work, and et cetera, okay? My work with regard to making known salvation, okay? The Lord hath made known his salvation. Search the archives, Lawmaster's archives. His righteousness has he openly showed, all right, in the sight of the heathen, in the sight of the people, okay? All you have to do is go to Lawmaster's archives, and you'll see those things. Next, Psalm 8, verse 40. And that is an incorrect thing there. Let's see what it should be. Psalm 8. Okay, okay, I'll have to check that after I go off air. Okay, because apparently I made a mistake in typing there. But let's move on. John 14:26. John 14:26. And that's why I go to the statements, you know, check out the references as I'm doing this. Because a mistake in writing numbers and all like that, or just writing period, can easily be made. Okay? All right. So this is a way of double checking myself. I try to check myself while I'm doing it, but still maybe don't catch all errors at time. So this is just another method of my double-checking myself, checking myself again, which I'm glad I do it like this. You know. All right, moving on. John 14:26. He shall teach you all things. There you go. Who is the he? Lord God, the Lord God. He shall teach you all things. A definition of teach is show. He shall show you all things. I'm teaching, I'm showing you some of all things statements right now. Okay? So I'm doing that as I speak. All right? Isaiah 42:1. Says, he shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. he shall show judgment to the Gentiles. Go to my archives. I have done that. I have shown judgment with regard to the papacy. I've shown judgment with regard to the Christian religion. I've shown judgment to the Gentiles with and all other people also. I've shown judgment to the Gentiles and others having to do with your faith in Jesus. You know, I've shown judgments on those things. As I said, all things define God. They actually tell you. They identify God. Okay. All things are infallible identifiers of God. Infallible identifiers. Okay. Do you know more than the Bible? Okay. Yes. So, I have brought forth judgment to the Gentiles. I have shown them judgment, and the other people as well. Psalm 97:6. The people see his glory. The people see his glory. The people see the Lord God's glory. Where can they see it? They can see, you can see the Lord God's glory in Lawmaster, in the archives of Lawmaster. There in Lawmaster's archive can the glory of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, be seen. God, Tommy L. Hart, has revealed his glory. He has made known his glory. He has set it forth where it can be seen by the people. Okay. And that is happening. When people go to my page, they can see a part of the glory of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The people see his glory. But the glory of God can be seen. The glory of God can also be heard. You listening to this, to my voice right now, you are hearing the voice of the Lord God. You are hearing the glory of God. The words that are coming from the mouth of God. Okay. There is one God, as the scripture declares. Who is he? He is the one you now hear, Tommy L. Hart. All things define God. Let's move on. Psalm 102, verse 16. He shall appear in his glory. I appear in my writings. I, the Lord God, appear in my writings. I appear in my descriptions for the episodes. You know, the ones I write a description. I appear. You can see me. I'm reading a description right now. I have the text, you know, and I'm reading from the book, the substance of the text. Right? But you see my glory, you hear the glory of my voice, you hear the words that I speak. The glory of God can be seen, the glory of God can be heard. The glory of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Isaiah 7:20. Isaiah 7:20. Listen to this one. Listen to this. This is one of all things. Okay. The Lord shall shave with a razor. I shave with a razor. Just those words right there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Just those 6 words. The Bible asks, what is truth? This statement is truth. I actually do this. The statement says, the Lord shaved with a razor. I do shave with a razor. Okay. okay. But that's one of all things. And that's a true statement. Okay. The Lord shaves with a razor. Okay. Moving on. When the last time you heard of a spirit shaving? You know, for those of you who still want to hold to God as a spirit, all of these statements that I'm reading right now define God. They let you know God when he comes. They let you know if somebody is not God. All things define God. And again, I ask, do you know more than the Bible? Let me ask this. Do you know more than God? What God? Tommy L. Hart. Do you know more than the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, about the Bible? Answer that question. That's a legitimate question. Because if you say that I am wrong, then you are actually saying you are an authority on Bible content. I tell you, I am an authority on Bible content, that content which is in the Authorized Version Bible. I am an authority on it. I know it. And the Bible calls me God. And all things show that I am God. All things bear witness that I am God, because all things define God. All things in the Authorized Version is not meant to be understood as everything. The Bible says God knows all things. It doesn't say he knows everything. And I've talked on that. Okay. All things are statements in the Bible that define God, that let you know God when he comes. If he does not reflect all things, then that individual is not God. All things are a reflection of the true and living God. Now, I ask again, do you know more than the Authorized Version Bible? And I ask, do you know more than the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart? Because the Bible says, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, shall give you wisdom. It says, out of the mouth of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, comes knowledge and understanding. You are supposed to get your understanding of the crucial matter of Bible content, that content of the Authorized Version Bible. You are to get your understanding of that content from God. And I'm giving it to you. So again, I ask, do you know more than the Bible? And do you know more than the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart? It's the Bible that declares me God. Man, it'd be crazy to say that about itself and don't have any evidence. The Bible is my evidence that I am God, and I present that evidence to you, the people. Now, that's clear. All right, moving on. That was Isaiah 7:20. Yes, I shave with a razor. Okay, John 4:25. That statement says, he will tell us all things. He, the Lord God, when he comes, will tell us all things. He will show us all things. I'm doing that now. all things again, I say, define God. I'm doing that right now. He will tell us all things. Tell, show. I'm telling you, and I'm showing you the statements. This is one of the things God will do when he comes. Okay? There is not another God. If you are still expecting another God, surely you're going to be disappointed. You're disappointed already. You just don't know it. Okay? There is not another one. All right? And there will not be another one in the future. That was John 4:25. Next statement, Job 12:22. Job 12:22 says, he discovers deep things. Haven't I done that? I've discovered the knowledge of God. I've discovered who God is. The Bible says about me, it says to me, thou hast discovered thyself. What have I discovered about myself? I've discovered about myself that I'm declared God in the Bible, in the Authorized Version Bible. Yes, I have discovered that I am declared God by the Authorized Version Bible. He discovers deep things, the deep things concerning the glory of God. I've told you what the glory of God is. And all the other things in Lawmaster's archive that I've discovered and made known to you as demonstrated and shown in my glory. And what is my where can you go to see my glory? You can go to Lawmaster's archive and see my glory. You also hear my glory. You hear my voice. You hear me speaking. Okay. Yes. So I do that. I discover deep things out of the Authorized Version Bible. The crucial matter of the Authorized Version Bible is dark. It's dark, obscure, hard to understand. God understands the crucial matter of the Authorized Version Bible. And that's why the scripture says he's qualified to give that wisdom and knowledge to you and understanding to you. It says God is qualified. No other individual is qualified by law to teach you the truth of Bible content. That belongs to God. That responsibility is God's. That's who the Bible, the official law book, the highest law book, gives that responsibility to God. Whoever God is, that's his responsibility. I have discovered I am God. Yes, God discovered that he himself is God. Yes. That's what the Authorized Version is. It defines God. All things are in the Authorized Version Bible. All things define God. All things tell God you are God. And I said, wow. Okay, moving on. So I do that. That's what I mean when I say all things define God. All things are statements with regard to the person of God. Okay. And that's the last one that I have listed here to show you. So, I've shown you all things as the scripture says, statements on all things. I've shown you statements on the call and the coming, the promise of the coming of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, and I am here now. I've shown you statements with regard to the prophetic goal. And last of all, like I just said, I've shown you statements having to do with all things, having to do with the identity of the Lord God. Now, in the objective, I am to show the relationship existing between the call, the prophecy concerning the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, the prophetic goal, all things in the law. I'm to show the relationship existing between those things. Let's see here. These things, the call, the prophecy and promise of my coming, my very coming, all things, and the people's law work together to bring about the prophetic goal. Let me read that again. The call, promise, and prophecy of my coming, my coming itself, all things, and the people's law work together to bring about the prophetic goal, which is the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart reigns. Now, what is the people's law? To read the people's law, go to Lawmaster's Archive and click on the title, The People and Their Law Concerning Their God. Episode number 366-0221. That's 366-0221. And the title again, The People and Their Law Concerning Their God. That's a very good statement, which the objective is, I've performed the objective, showing the relationship existing between, again, the call, the prophecy, and promise of my coming, all things, and the people's law, and how they are tied to the prophetic goal. Now, in these things, we see the purpose of the law. Remember the law? Those of you who've heard that are those, because I spoke on it twice in two parts. My speaking on the law, the people's law, the law that the people are to carry out, perform, okay, when you are commanded to obey the commandments that the Word of God gives to you. And I read some of those commandments to you. I gave you some of those. The Word of God says you are to, you know, obey those commandments that the Word of God gives to you. Then it goes on to tell the people and to tell you that you are to keep the commandments of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Do not say the scripture does not say Tommy L. Hart. Don't say that. God fills in the blanks. I fill in the blanks. Those scriptures have been there for years. This English version of the Bible has been around for 400 years, okay? And the scriptures just are sitting there, nothing being done with regard to them. Why? Because God hadn't come and revealed Himself. You can't obey Him before He comes. The law was given aforetime. The law was given, you know, and this should be obvious, but the law was given many, many years before God actually would come. Now God has come, so the law is applicable, however you want to pronounce it. The law is applicable. It can be done now. The law can be obeyed. Yes, so the word of God tells you, first of all, you know, to obey it, the word that it commands you to do. Then it goes on to tell you when the Lord God does come, to keep his commandments. That's essentially what the word of God tells the people. That's essentially what the word of God commands the people to do, to obey the word that it commands them and to obey the word of God when he comes and identifies himself. When he comes and identifies himself, it tells you to hear his word. It tells you whatsoever he, the Lord God, says to you for you to do it. Period. It tells you to give to the Lord God. It tells you to give glory to the Lord God. It tells you to honor God. It tells you to give God praise. It tells you to worship God. It tells you to have faith in the living God. It tells you all those things. But those things could not be done until the Lord God actually comes. Religion is a gimmick. I'm not going into that. I've told you before what religion is. Religion is based on lies. Organized religion teaches lies. The Gentiles' religion teaches lies. Christianity teaches lies. That's what is taught in the church. What? Lies. Lies. I've spoken on that before. I've spoken on how Jesus is a fictitious character in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I've spoken on that before. I've said that whatever comes after the book of John, like Acts, the Corinthians, Romans, and all like that, all the way through Revelation, all that information, whatever information comes after the book of John that has to do with the character Jesus is to be weighed against the information that concerns Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I've made that known to you. I've told you that. And in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the character Jesus is a criminal. The character Jesus is one who can't wait until the Sabbath comes in order that he may break the Sabbath. I've told you how that the character Jesus was finally caught because of charges, you know, that because of certain charges and or accusations. He was charged, he was found guilty, and he was put to death as the law required. I've told you all that about the character Jesus, and I've told you, most of all, the character Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is a fictitious character. Okay? So, in conclusion, remember these things right here. I'll say this again in conclusion. The call, the prophecy, and promise of the Lord God's coming, my coming, all things, and the people's law work together to bring about the fulfillment of the prophetic goal, which is the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart reigns. That's a physical reign. There's nothing, just let it stay, go like that. This speaks to a physical God that can be seen, heard, etc., who lives must reign, says the law. And the law says for you to obey him. It says for you to follow him. One definition of follow is obey. The law tells you to obey the word of God that is spoken to you from the Authorized Version Bible. So I will conclude by reading the law that has come from God. This is my commandment. I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, say to each of you that is 22 years of age and upward and is physically and mentally able to do so, this is the thing that you shall do. Starting the first day of September of this year, 2012, and continuing every month thereafter, you shall send to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, a check or money order in the amount of $30 and made out to Tommy L. Hart. All checks and money orders shall be received by the 15th of each month. Direct all correspondence to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia 30815. Hepzibah, Hephzibah, Georgia 30815. Until next time.